Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. Pud, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Pud puts out her newsletter every month, which is just really useful. And looking at that, the first thing that caught my eye, mainly because it's at the top of the newsletter, Pud. But Pud, of course, bras for the cause loom large in Pud's activities, and I think you have a really neat idea here. It's called the Great Bra Bracket Challenge, and what you're doing, Pud, is you're essentially bringing back all of the bras that have been entered over the years, and you're trying to decide the greatest of all time, right?
Well, we're calling it the greatest of all time so far.
Well, sure.
Because we anticipate more great bras coming in future events.
Right.
But what a lot of this really started out is we were sitting around talking and we were laughing and remembering some of the really wonderful ones. And many of the ones that are in the bracket challenge are ones that the leadership thought deserved to be awarded and weren't.
Mm-hmm.
Some did win awards, but many of them, we knew the special backstories on them, or we knew how much work had gone into them. So what this really is this is a totally prejudiced list of the big boob 64 favorite bras so far.
Right.
And then we've let the bracket system randomly pit them against each other. And the first round of voting is just about finished, and then we will do all the rounds, you know, so the 64, 32, just like the March Madness basketball brackets.
Right.
So it's going to be fun. We're going to announce the winner on Wednesday, May 26th at 6 p.m. at Landon Winery. And at that time, the bigger news probably to everyone will be we are going to announce the 2021 theme. And this year we are going to be able to go back to a live event, and it's going to be held on October 14th in downtown Greenville.
Okay. Now,
so we're excited.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a link here in your newsletter for where people can go to look at the bras in this bracket and vote. And is there a fundraising aspect to this, or is it just strictly for fun?
No, this is purely fun.
Okay.
We do our big fundraising in fall.
Right. Well, this is kind of like I'm in a debate right now on Facebook with people over was Bob Gibson or Ferguson Jenkins a better pitcher? You know, so this is you're opening a can of worms here on this thing, but it should be fun.
Well, part of the thing is we've got a lot of people that are getting out there and saying, oh, my bras, in here. They're getting their friends to vote. And that's what needs to happen. This is just for fun.
That's right. Well, that'll be great. And then so again, the event... Wednesday, May 26th at 6 p.m. At Landon Winery. All right, 6 p.m. And so let's talk about some other things going on. We're talking with Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. And then, of course, a very big event every year is the Hunt County Shared Ministries, the Fish Fundraising Barbecue, and that is this coming Friday. That's the big major fundraiser for Fish.
Yes, it is. And they're having to change it up a little bit this year. Rather than have indoor seating and everything, they are doing it as a drive-through. And so both the Commerce and Greenville locations have changed this year so that they can better accommodate people driving through. And so in Greenville, it's going to be held at Ridgecrest Baptist Church. They will do a lunch and a dinner serving there. 11 to 1 for lunch and 5:30 to 7 for dinner. And then in Commerce, they will do a lunch serving from 11 to 1 at the First Baptist Church there.
Mm-hmm.
So changes of venues, but it's still the same thing. $15 gets you barbecue and all the fixings. If people can't come or would like to make an additional donation, they can also purchase a Feed Our Friends ticket, which does not include barbecue. It's the same price of a meal, but that money then goes to Fish for Operations as well.
Okay, great. And, of course, they needless to say, they do a lot of great work around Hunt County. We're almost out of time here.
Absolutely.
But something I think anybody who drives I-30 is probably aware of this, but I was glad to see they're now calling it the I-30 drag strip there in Caddo Mills is coming back. And, it's good to see that thing, up and running again. It's been empty or been, out of use now for at least a couple of years. But they're having a grand opening of sorts, so to speak, Friday and Saturday night out there.
Yes, and they're planning all kinds of fun events for that to happen. I think one of the things that's neat that they are doing is all of the tickets include a pit pass. So people are going to be, that means people can go over and wander around and look at the cars and visit the drivers and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Kids under 12 are free, so it's a fun family event. If you've not been out there, it's really a lot of fun.
Well, no doubt.
It's amazing to watch, some of the cars and the speed that they can get up on that track.
Yeah.
It's really an experience, and I'm like you. I'm delighted to see it's opening again.
Well, and they've already had a lot of big crowds out there. I've noticed on the weekend, so they're up and running. But the grand opening is this weekend. All right, so we've gone past our time here, Flip, but thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone this morning.
Always enjoy it. Thank you.
Flip Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.